This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Condoleezza Rice is on track to become America's top diplomat today. The Senate is expected to confirm her as Secretary of State, despite a sometimes harsh floor debate yesterday about her nomination. Several Democrats blasted Rice for hyping pre-war intelligence on Iraq and described her as a key architect of a failed policy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist described the lengthy floor debate as unnecessary. Some Republicans seemed annoyed by Democrats who used the forum to denounce the Bush administration's policies on Iraq. But Democrats, among them Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, said they were simply taking their job seriously and looking for some accountability for the Bush administration's mistakes.
Accountability has become an old-fashioned notion in some circles these days.
Byrd said that instead of holding the architects of the Iraq War accountable, the president has been promoting them.
I believe that there needs to be accountability for the mistakes and the missteps that have led the United States into the dilemma in which it finds itself today, besieged by increasing violence in Iraq, battling an unprecedented decline in world opinion, and increasingly isolated from our allies due to our provocative, belligerent, bellicose, and unilateralist foreign policy.
The lack of accountability was a common theme for a small group of Democrats who led the attacks on Rice. Michigan Senator Carl Levin said Rice played a key role in helping the Bush administration make the case for war, hyping the pre-war intelligence on Iraq's weapons programs.
Dr. Rice is not directly responsible for the intelligence failures prior to the Iraq War. But Dr. Rice is responsible for her own distortions and exaggerations of the intelligence which was provided to her.
Levin said he could not vote for Rice because that would be, in his words, a stamp of approval of the Bush administration's distortions of intelligence and of what he called the hubris which led to America's failure to plan for post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. The Republican chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John Warner of Virginia, said he was astounded by the personal attacks against Rice on the Senate floor.
I do not find any disloyalty, any lack of truthfulness in her remarks publicly throughout this process as it related to the earlier base of knowledge on weapons of mass destruction.
Much of the floor debate was about the decision to go to war in Iraq rather than about Rice's credentials to become America's top diplomat. Her supporters tended to focus on her resume in academia and her personal story of her upbringing in segregated Alabama. Others, including Ohio Republican George Voinovich, highlighted the fact that Rice has the president's trust.
As we continue to move forward with efforts to promote stability and security in Iraq and the greater Middle East, and other parts of the world, I think it's an advantage to have someone serving as Secretary of State who has experience and has seen the pluses and minuses and had the opportunity to take away lessons learned.
Voinovich, who's on the Foreign Relations Committee, criticized Rice for not giving senators clear answers at last week's confirmation hearing, but said he expects candor in her new role. California Democrat Barbara Boxer is not sounding optimistic.
After 9 hours of grueling questions and answers before the committee, she proved her endurance for the job. In responding to me, she used a very clever tactic that we all learn in politics, which is go after the questioner and then don't answer the questions.
Democrats did not expect to block Rice's promotion, but did slow it down in a signal to Condoleezza Rice that her new job will require frequent trips to Capitol Hill to consult on foreign policy matters. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.